there is a profound humility. There is a profound humility to knowing nothing. It does not give you privilege. It does not give you anything. If anything, it takes it all away. Any pride that goes along with spiritual awakening should be seen as a signal that there is more to wake up to. There is no ownership at all. You don't have it. In a certain sense, you are it, meaning you are all there is. But if you believe it to be true, if you understand that you are the totality, you've missed the point. You truly are, we truly are, nothing, no thing. We are the absence of thingness. We are the absolute what is, each of us. And you do not wake up to ownership of your awareness, of your power, of your insight, of your clarity, of your kindness, of your generosity. That's not how it works. You are the fountain of that. You are not to be celebrated as a fountain. What's great about a fountain is that which flows through it. I say all this because I sense so often in people a pride in their ownership of their belief system. Whatever that belief system may be, people walk around with a kind of security blanket because they have the answers. They have it. But again, in the simplest way possible, as long as there's you having, there's a problem. The you that has been reimagined, reinforced by that which you know, and therefore the very thing that you're trying to ultimately rise beyond has been reinforced by your having it. The thing I most appreciate in people who have awakened, in those who I have come to admire in their awakening, is their profound humanity. Not their separation from the human, but their embrace of it. They are those who do not know, and yet in not knowing, they have found a doorway to wisdom, to deep insight, to deep present tense, to being the thing that we are all seeking. finding it, finding yourself, is not a static event. It's not a belief system. It is completely fluid. It is completely fluid. You don't have a space in which, aha, I am now that. Because the minute you are that, it's past tense. That which you are is endlessly in motion, and yet it arises from something that is very still. Many people think the human journey spiritually is to go from motion into stillness. And in a way, that's true. Going into stillness will provide you with a depth of awareness that will then be able to reflect itself back into the motion of human experience and see the world with a great, 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 great clarity and depth. But the objective is not to live back in the still-pointedness of the universe. As long as you are alive and embodied, the idea is to be with that which is in constant flux and motion, or appears to be. The journey, so many people believe, is to go back into stillness, to find one's way back to the self. But I think that's only a portion of the journey. The miracle of human experience is not that we are one with all there is, but we are, period. That we exist, that we, the living human, ego-minded self, is the miracle of being. It's a continuum, it's a whole. Do not try to live in one extreme or the other. Don't try to live in the depth and cut yourself off from human experience. Don't try to live in human experience without the root system reaching into the deepest part of the human psyche, which happens to be infinite eternal grace. It's the dance of all there is in motion with itself. It's not finding a way separating yourself out from that. It's not trying to rise to a place that has ownership of it. It's allowing yourself to be this deep, unknowing, ungrasping, fragile, real, human, spiritual, singular totality. If that doesn't cognate, don't worry about it. Don't worry about grasping this. Don't worry about figuring it out. Don't worry about, oh, I get it. Oh, I understand what he's saying. Aha, now I have it. That won't work. It won't work. There is no having it ever. You will have moments of, but those moments will pass. You will have moments of, and that will pass. It will refine and clarify. It will get confused and it will get lost. It will come back. It will go away. It will be in this endless movement of dance. And what you discover, if you are lucky, is whatever it is, that's okay. The idea of even this, having, not having, totality, nothingness. It is all of that. It is everything. You are everything. You are, at this moment in time, probably locked into a particular kind of identity. You probably are relating to your body. You're probably relating to the things you know in your mind, the stuff you learned in school, the stuff your parents and your friends told you, the world you hear on the news. You're probably relating to that every day. Why not? Shouldn't you relate to that? You can't not relate to it. It's what is in this moment in time and space. It's what is emerging. Spiritual life is not to remove yourself from the equation, it is to be the equation. Be the living human being that you are. Celebrate the reality of your existence. This is, as I've said 1,000 times, not a mistake. Your particular configuration, your confusions, your doubts, your fears, your inhibitions, all of that, your grandiosity, your truth, your beauty, your loving heart, they are not aberrations. They are absolutely essential to the scheme of what is. There is no way. There is no way to understand this. I can only tell you that the problem that we have is that we are discomforted by it. There are all of these things that make us feel not perfect or balanced or harmonious in ourselves. And the problem with that is that we are serving the wrong God. We are serving the ego-minded thing which says that if you marry this thing or you buy this thing or if you eat this thing, you will be okay. That it will take care of things for you. And there is no reality to that. There is no reality. The reality does not exist in the materialization of things, but in that from which it comes. When you understand that and you bring that wisdom into your daily life, when you understand its temporal nature, when you understand that it will not deliver the thing you're looking for, you give that up. What happens is you then have all of this at your disposal simply to witness, to discover, to love, to dance with, to enjoy, to marvel at, and to witness its truth. When you are acting in consort with the deepest knowing in yourself, when you allow this deep knowing inside you to move you into daily interaction, what you discover is that it is wise beyond your own understanding. It knows how to react to life. When you are caught in the dualistic drama of outer life, when you really do believe that another $1 million will make you $1 million happier, when you really do believe that somehow acquisition and life will give you permanent power and joy, you are really deluded. And that delusion has consequence. It's called karma. When you begin to enrich yourself at the expense of people who do not have, when you choose to be separated from acknowledging yourself as better than others, you will create karmic consequence for yourself and for others who give you that power. That's what happens. And so what takes place in the world is a lot of unequal, dramatic exchange between people that creates consequence upon consequence upon consequence that keeps the world going. And in a way, it's designed to do that. If you want to be liberated from the consequences of other people's dramas and of your own choices, find your way into the still point inside and let it guide you into something which we will call compassionate action. Once you have discovered this simple thing inside you that follows, if you will, I talk about it a lot, the Ten Commandments, the simple ways of being in the world, not coveting, not stealing, not killing. If you find your way into the dance of life with this guiding simple quality, you will not create karmic action. You will not create consequence that will cause rippling effects that will affect others and affect you. What you will experience is a kind of being in the world that does not impact you. If you do something wrong in life, if you get angry, you will discover a voice inside you that will come and say, apologize. Correct that action. Make it right. And if you do that, you will find that the karmic knot that was formed unknots. If you begin to express kindness and goodness and compassion for the people around you, you will find that you are, in a sense, bringing light and lightness to the being of those around you. That lightness is a gift from higher powers, God, oneness, being. And you will be the channel for that light because you are living outside of karmic consequence by being attuned to yourself. That attunement allows for a kind of responsibility, responsiveness to everything around you. And that responsiveness is both a salvation for others and a salvation for yourself. The minute you try to own that process, even to write books about it and to profit from it, you have to be very careful, because the idea is not to extol you as the voice, because you are not the voice. You are not the source. You are something through which it passes. Try deeply inside, even if this is your support system, even if you're a guru who requires many, many people to support them, even if you have become that, you must let go of any ownership of that teacherly quality. The great teachers and the great gurus, if you will, have no attachment at all to what they believe or what they feel or what they teach. It passes through them, not from them. It is something that arises and disperses, and you, as listeners to or students of or followers of someone, allow that to come through and free you as it has freed them or is freeing them. We are all in this process, really, in the world, of learning how to become gentler, more vulnerable, more fragile beings without any fear that that will be a bad or a weak thing. Life will take everything. It will take everything. And your ability to gradually say, okay, 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 is part of the incredible expansion of one's being into totality. It is a fluid reality. It is not a locked-in space. It is not stillness holding itself in protective mode. It's not trying to be this one thing to be free of the endless twists and turns of fate. It's being part of the twists and turns of fate without in any way being limited by that. I celebrate the journey that we're on. I trust the journey we're on. I consider our existence a miraculous truth. I consider all the ebbs and flows, ups and downs, ins and outs, complexities and concerns, all the failures, all the drama, all the fixing it up, trying the repairs that we make, all of the mistakes that we make, all of the craziness of each one of us as holy territory. We're all part of this enormous drama. We are all within it, and it has, in my mind, a transfiguring quality. It will take us and grind us up and rediscover us and re-examine us, expose us to the depths of our soul, and we will start to find this unbelievable upliftment, this light of being that will shine forth in everyone. And I see it. I sit in this class and I look at each of you and I see the light rising up. I see it going, and I see it filling you, and I see your whole physiognomy changing, you know, literally changing, the quality of your face, the way your body works, the way you carry yourself, the way you act in the world is being modified by this deep lightning that plays within you and blasts you into different moments of being with a kind of kindness and goodness and higher purpose than you might have had. It's a hard process. And I see people at so many stages, of course, of that journey, some just beginning to creep into it, and some people operating at these exquisite levels of awareness. Beautiful, kind, loving, available, assuring, assisting, offering a kind of assurance to the world. And I see people really at the bottom of the scale doing everything wrong, and they're all part of the whole, and they all need to be there. And we are responsible for our particular sense of who we are and our particular space in the journey, and we really do have a blueprint to fulfill. We do not come into this world just to be here and have a good time, goodbye. I don't think, my belief system. I think we have something remarkable to arrive at, something extraordinary to expose ourselves to, something that is bigger than this idea of I just go to work, I get a paycheck, I go home, I get drunk on the weekend, and I go to work again. There's more than that. There's just more than that. And if we are working ourselves into this deep place of surrender, then more starts to show itself, and we start to listen to it, and as we listen to it, it frees us of our bullshit, of our personal drama. And as it frees you, I'm telling you, you can only say thank you. Oh. Wow. Wow. The truth is a lot to absorb. This is the holiday season. You know, I love the story of Scrooge and Marley. You know, how Scrooge really has to wake up to what a horrible person he is. The ghost of Christmas past and Christmas future, that exposure really allows him to see what he's done and what he could do, or where all of this negative, dramatic choices that he's made will take him, you know, into the dark grave, really. And he wakes up. He could be a good person. He could bring Tiny Tim a turkey for Christmas. He has choice. And that extraordinary initiation into the truth of what he has been and who he has been absolutely transforms him into a loving, kind person. And it does it with a lot of dramatic terror. Because where you're headed, if you are not loving and kind, is a place that will horrify on every level. And most people don't see it until it's too late. And then, of course, we have images of heaven and hell for people who've haven't listened, and people who have listened to get up, lifted up, and people who haven't listened to get dropped down into some inferno. I honestly believe all that to be true on some fundamental level. I don't know that there's an eternal nature of one or the other, but I really believe consequence is real, and that if you don't live your life with some nobility, you will end up having done harm, and that consequence of harming others will come back to you, and you will have to live it through. I think this process is holy, and we all have to go through it, and we are all going through it. But those of you who have gathered here and those of you who are listening to this talk, you have arrived somewhere where you understand your personal responsibility. And all you have to do now, all you have to do is take a breath, go deep inside, open your heart, and say, "Thy will be done," and serve as deeply as you can the goodness and the compassionate nature of your own being. It will transform your life. It will transform everybody around you. It will give you the doorway. It will open the doorway to true liberated being. Just don't get stuck thinking what a great person you are, or what a spiritual person you are, or what a wise person you are, or whatever it is that comes to you from your belief system. Again, remember, deep surrender, deep opening, real awakening gives you nothing. Nothing. It is shocking how wise nothing is. It is shocking how deep nothing is. How living with no thing allows you to know everything. And yet everything passes through and you cannot hold on to 1 ounce of it. It just moves. It is fluid. Truth and reality is fluid. But that fluidity comes from a still point that is at the source. And yet the life we live, the holy life of our minds, of our egos, of our dramas, of our narratives, that holy life is fluid. Find the still point, join the dance. That's really what we're here to do. The still point will tell you how to move your feet. The dance will just take you over. It's the joy of being. It's the reality of being. It's who we are. It's why we're here. Wake up to the why. Don't think it's somewhere else. It's not somewhere else. The awakening is not to get away from here. The awakening is to realize that here is everything. This is it. This is it. Your ego-minded personality with all of its difficulties and all of its old dramas, this is it. It's not a mistake. None of it is a mistake. It is meant to be, because it is going to carry you to something that is transcendently beautiful and ultimate, that you will thank every moment of your life for having existed. Every person who was part of it, every drama, every person who put you down, every person who said you were wrong, they were necessary ingredients in this unbelievable unfolding into the fluidity of your truth. Just say thank you. Just say thank you, because that's all you can do. Be humble. Parade nothing. You do not have to announce your brilliance. It will announce itself. You do not have to own it, because once you own it, it separates you from it. So don't bother. Just be humble. Be simple. Be open. Be yourself, and that will take care of everything. Comments or criticisms? I will say to you, when I look out at you over the course of the meditation, there is a glow that is returning from within you back into the environment, into the atmosphere. Every one of you, I can feel this transformative thing going on that is so dynamic and so beautiful and so wonderful. And I can only say thank you for bringing it into this space and letting us all sit here in a space of luminous nature. It's really beautiful.